This is Scott Becker with a special episode of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. And this is episode we'll call Allocation of Your Investments. And so when we look at allocations, there's two or three points. And a market downturn, you know, the S&P has been down the most it's been in the last year and the last week. It's been down 3% over the last 2 days. Market downturns are a great time to judge and understand your psychology as to your allocations. In the ideal situation, you can look past market downturns, keep your money where it's at, breathe, and not sell in the market downturns. Probably the worst thing that one could do over time is sell in the market downturns, then you end up buying on the market upturns and end up having averages that are way worse than those public averages that you see of, you know, the markets have been up 9% over the last 9 years, or they are. But if you're selling on downturns, buying in upticks, then your actual return is going to be way worse. So part of the thing about allocations is to really understand when you get into the market and start to investing is to understand what allocations look like and feel like. And there's all these different simulation tools that you can use. I used one from Vanguard when I got serious about investing to sort of understand, what would it look like? What are the chances I have a down year, an actual down year with the allocations I'm at? And what does it look like over a 5 and 10 year period and more? Personally, it's probably why I ended up as a lawyer. I'm very conservative by nature. So I aim towards an allocation that was relatively on the lower side. That means I give up a lot of earnings and a lot of upside when the market turns, but I don't get hurt as bad when the market turns. But this is all a personal choice, a behavioral science choice, because the reality is I'd be far better off having more money in the market and riding through the upturns and downturns, but it depends on what you can live with and what your psychology is like. But the first concept on an allocation is to really understand what allocations are likely to do over periods of time, over a short period of time, over a long period of time, and so forth, so you can understand what the impact's likely to be. The second thing, those allocations, is starting to be self-aware, to understand what does that look like for you. If the market goes down by 10%, if your whole life savings goes down by 10%, how much will that bother you? How much will that cause you to lose sleep at night? And again, these market allocation discussions are really meant for all of us, relatively what I think of as normal people, normal investors, not those that I think are gamblers that are investing on margin. And there's a huge amount more people investing on margin this past year than there's been in a long time. It's up 42 or 44%. And that feels great when the market's going up. It feels horrible when the market's going down. And it's also not – this is also not meant for the super rich, you know, 100 million plus, that are working with all kinds of investment advisors and so forth and so on and deciding what they're going to do. But even for those, this concept of understanding your own psychology, your own possible outcomes, very, very important. Some of us can live with a market downturn of 10, 20% and breathe it off relatively easy. Others of us that are nervous or anxious like myself can't. And it's partly understanding how do you fit into that sort of psychology and can you live with down years knowing that you're largely going to make it up in good years. So when we look at allocations, there's really two things. I won't tell you how to allocate, but I will tell you two things. First is you have to understand through simulations what different allocations may do to your portfolio over a prolonged period of time. I got my first education in this 100 years ago when I had everything invested in stocks and it went down significantly and found, oh, I can't really stomach that well. So you sort of have to know what do simulations look like over time. And second, and you could find these tools, great tools. You have to search for them at Vanguard and other places that you could really dial into what does it look like if you have, you know, 20% of your money in equities, 80% in bonds and stocks versus or bonds and cash, something like that, versus 30, versus 50, versus 60. You could really look at what things look like over a year, 2 years, 10 years, you know, over the history of a very long time. And second, you have to understand yourself. You have to understand what allocations are likely to do in terms of financial results. Then you have to understand yourself. Most people are, their psychology on this, feel much worse when they lose money than they feel good when they make money. And this is a fascinating science of people, but you have to understand yourself. How well do you stomach through losses knowing that in the long run, you're going to perform better? Many of my friends, many of my colleagues I talk to perform far better in the market than I do. And that's okay. I have to be able to live with that fear of missing out. Of course, once in a while, I do something stupid, like investing that's high risk because I can't help myself. But at the end of the day, you have to understand yourself. How well do you live with ups and downs? How are you wired yourself? So one, understanding simulation tools, and two, understanding yourself are the keys to market allocation. Then you can decide how you're going to allocate your funds. Thank you very much for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Update, subject I find near and dear and fascinating. Thank you very much.